Hey, what's up? It's Gautam Sharma. You're listening to the Axis Cyber Podcast. On the show today, we have Paul Peatfish. Paul is the CEO and co-founder of Evolve Security. We got into a lot of interesting things in this conversation, including his personal journey into security and what motivated him to build a cybersecurity bootcamp. So, give it a listen and hope you enjoy. Paul, thanks for joining me.
Of course. No, I'm very happy and I appreciate you you thinking of me and Evolve Security.
I know we've spoken a few times, but I want to get a sense of your background, Evolve Security, how all of that came to be.
Yeah, so we started Evolve Security January 16th, 2016. And I had just come out of a role at a company called Solutionary, which was a first-generation managed security services provider. They started in 2000, right, which is like, you know, two decades ago at this point. Really an early mover and shaker in the cybersecurity space. They were really focused on SIM and defensive technologies. But I was the 30th employee in 2016. Before 2006. Before that, I had been, kind of self-studying in cybersecurity for a number of years. Back in high school, my friends and I literally would hack into each other as a game, right? And there would be, we were playing offense and defense at the same time. And this was the day of dial-up modem it wasn't even Windows XP. I guess Windows 95, right? Was fairly new, and everybody was just kind of getting on the internet. Now, at the time, there were no software firewalls, home routers. Those did not exist. You dialed directly into the internet, and you exposed your computer and all its ports and services, right? So, the right. game was can I figure out what IP address my friend's on and see if I can work my way in through an exposed port or get them to run some type of patch or backdoor that I send them packed in a game or a picture or something, right? And then we evolved into downloading software, first generation software firewalls to defend, and we could see each other scanning each other. So it was really, really interesting, situation. But jumping back to my first, my career. So I started with Solutionary in 2006. I was a SOC analyst, working in, their security operations center, SOC, and, really focused on logging, like watching customers' logs, whether it be their firewall logs and intrusion detection logs, IPS or intrusion prevention didn't exist at that time, but really just looking for the bad guys doing things that they shouldn't be doing and then alerting the customer so they could take action on it, right? So I did that for about 6 months and then got recruited into their professional services group to be a pen tester. And did pen testing for a number of years, literally carrying a bag and going out and flying to customers to attempt to hack into them and find the vulnerabilities before the bad guys. Really specializing in web application security myself. So when you get to that point in your career, you either become a principal technical, resource, or you go down the management path. And I chose the management path. So, eventually became the manager of our pen testing group, and then eventually the director of all professional services within Solutionary. So I had about 50 folks working for me that did, part technical security consulting and part governance, risk, and compliance. Ran that group for a number of years. Then we were bought by a company called Nippon Telegraph and Telephone. And, this is the biggest, company that most people haven't heard of, but they're a massive Japanese conglomerate. And we were bought in 2013. I stuck around to collect my retention bonus and my cash in my stock options. Make sure that I left on the right terms, right? Solutionary had done me really well. And then started Evolve Security.
That is an interesting journey, right? You've touched on a lot of different roles that exist in security that we talk about. I want to dig into them a little bit in a few minutes, but tell me about that pivot into, I'm going to go start Evolve Security. What did that look like?
Yeah, so it's, I've always had the entrepreneurial bug or spirit. You know, my folks were small business owners. And for whatever reason, that's always been an itch, you know, that I've had personally. My business partner, Andrew Hamilton, and I had, kind of poked around at different ideas, different ventures, but nothing seriously, right? I think most people need to realize if you're actually going to start something or go try to start a business or do something new, you have to quit your day job and you got to dive in full time and take a run at it. And that's what we did when we started Evolve Security. And I think the driver of that was, it's an interesting story. I was sitting in this tech incubator that we worked out of. Again, I was working from home at the time and I needed a place to work. So it was either a coffee shop or I actually ended up getting access to this tech incubator in Chicago called 1871. And I was sitting around and I overheard a conversation around a mobile development boot camp. And I started thinking, I'm like, wow, you know, there is a real, you know, I'm trying to hire people to get in, you know, help, you know, staff my team when I was at Solutionary at the time I was at Solutionary. And I was having a heck of a time finding, you know, cybersecurity talent to the point of I was really just looking for people with the right attitude and aptitude. And we had to train them up on the job. And it was, you know, very disruptive. Not in a bad way. The people weren't, you know, bad. It was just we weren't a training company, right? We were a cybersecurity company. We needed people to go deliver the job. We didn't want to, you know, it didn't make sense for us to, spend a ton of time training them and kind of reskilling them. But, back to that story, I was after hearing that conversation, it's like, geez, I have a real problem myself. Maybe I should start investigating this. You know, is there a cybersecurity boot camp? Like there are lots of coding boot camps to fill that gap. And lo and behold, there weren't. So my partner and I, you know, did a lot of thinking, put together a business model and dove in.
I want to get a better sense also of, so as Evolve Security is currently, there's two real divisions that I'm thinking about it as. Mm-hmm. You have the enterprise services, the pen testing and similar cybersecurity services, and then you have the cyber bootcamp. Which one came first and how do they work together?
Yeah, so you're absolutely right in terms of the business. So there are two parts of the business. The first part really is we're founded on our academy. Technical cybersecurity training, that's at our core. That's at our foundation, and that's what came first, right? Now, in the original business model, we always knew that we would get into services, right? Because we had, we're going to have access to all this great talent that we're going to be personally, you know, curating and creating. How great would it be to also, you know, work with these folks, right? So, the academy came first. I put together, believe it or not, the original curriculum and delivered the first cohort of six people in 2016. And then that was kind of the pilot and the proof of concept. It worked well. And then we were able to, you know, start to, you know, bring on our first instructor and then, you know, the rest is history, right? Services did not come into play until 2017. And I had a lot of outreach just from my previous network of like, hey, can you help me do some pen testing? Can you help me do some vulnerability scanning? Can you help me stand up my security program, right? And eventually, you know that that's kind of been in the strategic plan. You got to do that, right? You got to go execute on it. So we started doing that in 2017. Now, the way that services works today and our focus, we are laser focused on, you know, what we phrase is measuring and improving cyber effectiveness, right? And the majority of that measuring is done through, you know, technical testing, you know, penetration testing as a service, essentially. We also have an advisory arm within that, you know, that helps, whether you call it virtual CISO or security advisory or whatever the buzzword is today, but, helping folks put in a comprehensive security program And obviously we can be a part of that, you know, from a pen testing, vulnerability management, and training perspective. We're really focused in on those handful of things that we do. Now, I must mention that is, you know, extremely important that to note that we are a cybersecurity company, and that is what makes us really unique from a training perspective, because we live and breathe cybersecurity. The folks that are on the services side delivering it, directly collaborate with the instructors. Sometimes the instructors are consultants at a time, and then they come back to teaching and vice versa. So we have this really unique kind of talent pool that, gets to be, not only, teach and share knowledge, but they're in the field as well, knowing, you know, what is really happening in the world and not just reading it from a book, right? We are absolutely not a teach to test organization. We are a hands-on, what's important, what skills are important today, what skills are important tomorrow, and let's get those going.
For sure. And I don't think security is a topic that can be kind of taught theoretically. It has to be hands-on. It has to be in the field what's happening right now. So that dual approach is fantastic, I think. What is the we've brought this word up a lot of times now, cybersecurity. What does it mean to you? How do you define it? There's dozens of definitions floating around on the web. How do you define it personally?
Yeah, I mean, when you think about cybersecurity, it's a layer and it's a component of your IT, right, or your technology, and it's meant to, you know, if you take a step back and look at, you know, the CIA triad, right? Now, this is getting to a little bit of theory, but there's some foundation here, right? So CIA triad is confidentiality, integrity, and availability. I think we all understand confidentiality. That is kind of, when you think about a hacker taking something from you, it's usually, you know, something that is private, personal, whether it be your healthcare records, your social security number, your credit card, right? I think integrity is going to be more of an issue in the future, right? So people manipulating data, changing database records just enough to accomplish whatever it is they're trying to accomplish, whether that be, to harm, make money, right? Whatever their mission is. And then, availability, that's been a core component of IT in general, right? We want 99.999% uptime, right? And so if a hacker can knock me over through a denial of service attempt, or, you know, lock up all my computers with crypto or ransomware, now I've lost all my availability, you know, to do business. I think the most important thing to think about cybersecurity is it's a risk-based thing, right? So, a financial organization is going to have a different risk profile than a restaurant, right? And so you always have to take a risk-based approach, have a different kind of security maturity or posture for every organization, right? So that's the most, there's not a prescriptive thing for everybody. It always has to be a more risk-based approach.
Sure. So you're bringing up risk a few times, which is making me think about a different question I had. Are there non-technical opportunities in cyber from a career perspective?
Absolutely. So there are a lot of compliance, jobs and a lot of compliance work to be done in the world, right? You know, traditionally it's been, you know, referred to as governance, risk, and compliance, right? So, for the longest time, and still even today, cybersecurity has always been, it's been attempted to be solved with a technical fix. Hey, get a firewall, you'll be secure. Hey, run this, you know, install this antivirus, you'll be secure. But the reality of it is, you got to start with a program, and you got to start with a plan. And again, what are we trying to protect? Why are we trying to protect? What's our risk tolerance? What legal compliances do we have to comply to? So, for example, if I take credit cards, and I, you know, there's different levels of credit card merchants, right? But if I take a lot of credit cards, I have to be compliant with the card brands, and I have to meet basic, all the way from very basic security requirements to very strict security requirements around protecting that credit card data. So anything that stores, processes, or transmits credit card data has to fall under a PCI compliance. So to answer your question, there's a lot of focus around compliance and program, and that's just as important, you know, theoretically, if not more important than the technical controls, right? They go hand in hand.
I want to jump back a little bit to your background. You said kind of self-taught. What did you study? Did you have any formal kind of education? What did that look like? And then how did that experience influence your decision to build Evolve, and how did those kind of those lessons go into building Evolve?
Yeah, so that's a good question. So, you know, I started my formal education in computer science, and I was formally trained in Java, and it quickly became apparent to me that I was not a developer, nor did I want to be a developer, and I was more interested in networking and understanding, you know, like how computers talk, and you know, IP protocol, and you know, TCP, UDP, all these acronyms, right? That you may or may not have heard before. But so I switched over to information systems, earned a degree in information systems, and that is, you know, to me was a lot more, you know, fitting for my, you know, kind of trajectory. Along with that, you know, kind of focus on the network, you know, kind of learning formally, you know, networking and IT systems. I was doing a lot of self training and a lot of self teaching, and I have to tell you, you know, when you think about the folks that Evolve Security Academy looks for, you know, when it comes to the boot camp, we're pretty picky about the folks that come in, and you know, we like to think of ourselves as pretty exclusive. We are the top cybersecurity boot camp in the world, and you can, you know, check the analysts for that, right? I mean, it's well documented, and we, you know, and I think a lot of that is attributed to the fact that we are picky about the folks that come in, because we want to make sure that we get the right input to get the right output. So what that looks like is it's all attitude and aptitude, right? So folks that are tinkerers, that like to learn, that are curious, right? Those make the best cybersecurity folks. And by the way, all employees are looking for that, right? I mean, you know, the skills we're teaching today will be less relevant tomorrow, right? And so you have to have someone, again, with that right attitude and aptitude and the tools to learn to stay relevant.
As you're talking about, you touched on this a little bit about people who are tinkerers and all of that. What is a good self-test to say, hey, is cybersecurity something I might enjoy?
So, you know, we are actually, we haven't officially announced this yet, but I'm going to do it here. We have a preparatory course that's a little bit of a self-paced kind of situation, right? But we are actually going to wrap some instruction around that. Originally, we were going to go out and offer this course for, you know, a fee, $800 to $1,000. You know, just kind of given the situation that the world's in right now, a lot of people sitting at home, you know, either, God forbid, not working because they got, you know, put out of work because of the industry they were in, or folks that are, you know, just working from home and needing it, you know, to kind of fill their time, you know, upskilling and reskilling, right? We are offering that preparatory course for free, and that will be available in the next couple weeks. It's going to be a limited number of seats, obviously, but we would like to, you know, open this up to give people an opportunity to get a taste of what, you know, Evolve Security has to offer. But really, number one, is this the right thing for them? Because the worst thing that we can ever have is get someone, you know, going through our course and it's just not right for them, and they feel obligated to, you know, to have to do it or to have to finish it. And by the way, no one wants to quit anything, and I think that's good, right? But if there's a way that you can kind of try before you really dive in, I think that's always a great thing. And also, you know, we just feel compelled to do what we can to you know, to help out the, you know, kind of current situation we're in, right? And everybody's in. So in the next couple of weeks, you will see a free intro to cybersecurity that will be instructor-led come out from Evolve Security in the next couple of weeks.
I'm looking forward to seeing that and sharing it. I'm on the website right now as we're talking, actually.
Sure.
I'm seeing companies that our students work at. So you've got some big cyber names, right? Carbon Black, FireEye,
yep.
But also some bigger names in general, Bank of America, Accenture, What are your graduates doing at these places?
Yeah, you know, it's pretty spread across the board. So, you know, just a couple that you mentioned, right? Like Carbon Black, we've had folks that are more sales focused or kind of customer focused folks that see the writing on the wall that says, hey, you know, the traditional sales role is kind of dying, and customers want to talk to a technically savvy individual who can talk the talk, but then also help me, you know, put the paperwork in place and get some services, right? So for Carbon Black, for instance, that was a sales engineering role that we placed. When you talk about Bank of America, specifically, that was an identity and access management role. And it's interesting because identity and access management, that was back in early 2017 when we made that placement. And don't ask me why I remember all this stuff, but you know, some of this stuff was very close to me early on in the business. I'm a little bit more detached from it now, but you know, identity and access management is basic, you know, couples very closely with cloud and cloud security. And you know, these big organizations are they're dealing with problems now that a lot of companies aren't dealing with. And I want to make this point because I think it's very important. The fact that we have a line in, you know, that we do services and we work with the SMB, you know, small and medium business, but we also work with a lot of Fortune 500 companies. And we're talking with them and we know what the struggles they're dealing with from a technology and personnel perspective. So that allows us to really have a better bead and insight to what these organizations need and what the industry needs, right? We don't wait till an analyst to write about it 12 months later or 18 months later. We're in the weeds with the companies knowing what they need today, you know, again, not 12, 18 months from now.
And I think that can directly influence curriculum. It's you're teaching the latest.
You got it. Right? You're 100% right.
So you have your own certification, right? The Evolve Security Certified Professional, yep. The ESCP.
Correct.
Curious about what that looks like, but also curious about what your thoughts are on certifications at large and the value. So many different schools of thought on that. So I'm curious to get your take.
So that's a great question. And I have a very strong opinion on certifications. So I'm glad you asked.
Had a feeling you might.
Yeah. So there are certifications are a good thing for, you know, when you're trying to start your career. Absolutely. It's a foot in the door. It gets you past a filter. It gets you through, you know, into an interview. Right. But, you know, at the end of the day, I always tell people that people hire people, not pieces of paper. So you have to have, again, that attitude and aptitude. You got to have a good story and you got to be able to, you know, present yourself well. But back to the certification specifically, you know, I hold a handful of certifications and I think there's a couple that are really important for, you know, an entry, you know, starting your career in cybersecurity and then continuing that path. So Security Plus by CompTIA. That is a great intro cert. That was that's the first cybersecurity cert that I ever got. The folks that come through our boot camp, you know, so it's 17 weeks, you know, part-time, and they get a couple things. We sponsor them to go through the CompTIA Security Plus, and it's not because we were teaching to that test. It just so happened once we put the whole program together in the curriculum that it actually aligned well with Security Plus, and students who went through our course actually had a good chance of passing Security Plus. Again, plus it gives them that piece of paper that helps, you know, again, put them at the top of the stack, right, when it comes to their resume. So we sponsor folks and pay for them to get in and encourage them highly to take that Security Plus, but they also get that ESCP, which is, so you take the course and then there's a final exam. And that is, you know, kind of part, you know, traditional kind of, you know, scenario based testing and multiple choice and heavy lab. So they have to, you know, take the lab component over, you know, a Saturday, and it's, you know, it's a fairly long and intensive lab, and that's 50% of the grade. And then once they pass that, then we get them the ESCP certification. And that's the stamp that, hey, they completed Evolve Security Academy. Not only did they show up and they collaborated and they did a good job, but they also took the final exam, which we think is very important. Other certifications I think is important, you know, CISSP, that is kind of the gold standard. I would encourage anybody, you know, who's been in, you know, IT or cybersecurity, who's very interested in continuing that to pursue that. Offensive Security's OSCP, which is a kind of the gold standard for hacking certifications or ethical hacking certifications. We highly encourage that one. Again, that is going to be a more advanced certification. All of our pen testers, our services folks who do pen testing have that certification, right? That we believe in it. I really don't endorse a ton of other sort of certifications, to be honest with you. I just think that you got to be careful. I always get very weary when someone starts spouting off all the certifications they hold, because it's just an indicator to me that they're really good at taking tests, but maybe not delivering or having the right attitude and aptitude, if that makes sense.
Sure. And I think I'm on the same page as you with the OSCP, right? It's a practical exam that you can't just kind of study your way through.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's exactly, how we approach our training. Is there is, there's a little bit of lecture in theory, but there is a lot of hands-on, hands-on labs. And we just recently officially released our Cyber Lab, which is a web-based application. It's part, custom learning management system, heavy on a cyber range, right? And what that means is, folks, you have dynamic and static labs. And a static lab is going to be, hey, I'm going to teach you about using Nmap and running a scan, or I'm going to teach you about log analysis and looking at logs, right? And so for this lab, we're going to need a Linux host and a Windows target. We're going to spin that up for you. You're going to have access to a true live, system or systems. You're going to go through the steps. You're going to interface with them. And then it all, collapses or folds down once you're done with the lab. Now, the second piece is a static lab. So we have built a replica of a hospital environment that is always up 24/7, and that our students get access to, that, they are acting as, the kind of the caretakers, no pun intended, but the caretakers of this, the hospital environment, and they are this part of the security team. So being a part of a security team could be a heavy part of it is defense, right? And kind of that blue team approach, some folks might refer to it, but, looking at alerts, monitoring the firewall, looking at, logs from endpoints, just making sure that everything, that there's no, attacks, significant attacks happening or any bad things happening, right? And then the other side is being proactive, testing, scanning, and checking for vulnerabilities, right? I'm really excited about that. I think that's unique. And I think that's important to put folks into the shoes of an analyst before they go be an analyst, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Definitely does. And I think it's mimicking real world scenarios very, very closely.
Absolutely.
We're all kind of adjusting to a new normal right now. And I'm seeing, we've spoken about this a little bit also in the past. There's two models to evolve security, the boot camp, the remote boot camp, and the in-person. What are you seeing now in terms of trends with the remote boot camp? Is that able to handle everything that the in-person could? Is there anything that is lost in one versus the other?
That's a great question. So we're so fortunate to be so well positioned to be a virtual and remote organization, and that's both services and consumer training, or just even enterprise training for that matter. We had an in-person cohort in session when the orders came down that, we should start this social distancing thing and everybody should go remote. We didn't miss a beat. We trained and virtually, then we train them in person now. Right. And that was before, everything kind of, the new norm. Right. So, we see remote training and education as, that's just the time we live in, right? I mean, if you look at MBAs, right, and adult learning, for example, everything's going online and remote because you need flexibility. People have to go to a job during the day, and then they got to learn at night or on the weekends, and they don't want to have to commute, and they also want to be, they want to have it available, where they live. We want to be able to service someone that's in the middle of Iowa or in the middle of Illinois where I grew up, right? I don't think it's fair to say, well, geez, you need to be in Chicago or New York City or LA to get our service, right? So, to be able to deliver this type of curriculum, really well, you have to have some type of cyber lab or you know, technology or infrastructure to do that. So, you know, again, we made the switch very seamlessly. You know, I think we'll come back to normal here before you know it, and you know, we'll go back to offering some our in person, right? But you know, we think that we're really you know, heavy on the remote, and we'll continue to be.
Got it. I think it really makes it accessible for anyone anywhere, to your point, right? To be able to learn this material and kind of go through your training program.
Absolutely.
As I'm sure you interface with hiring managers frequently, or your team does, how are you all seeing hiring needs change, especially in the security space right now with everything going on?
Yeah. So we, you know, again, fortunately, we're in an industry that, you know, when things like this happen, it's security is not an option anymore. I think you look, you know, 10, 15, 20 years ago, some companies might have seen cybersecurity as an option or something that could be cut, but now it's so integral to IT, it'd be like, well, we're going to get rid of our IT, and that's not even possible for any organization at this point, right? You know, that's just how we work. So I think you're going to see a lot of people using this as an opportunity to upskill and reskill within you know, the enterprise, or folks that are already in IT or in cybersecurity. Then I think you're going to see a lot of people who may have been thinking about our career change, you know, this will be the catalyst to push them, like, you know, this is a good time. You know, we're going to see, unfortunately, there's going to be some record unemployment, and it's happening right now. I mean, we just heard some you know, pretty dismal numbers yesterday of the amount of folks filing for unemployment. I have a sneaking suspicion that zero of them were in cybersecurity, or you know, very minimal. I think the need is only going to grow, especially when we come out of this. This is negative. We're in negative unemployment. We're going to continue negative unemployment in cybersecurity, right?
Sure. And I think this is a time where people are reassessing their own skill sets and thinking about what should I be doing to kind of recession-proof myself.
Right? You got it.
On that note, Paul, I'm sure there's people who are listening and they're thinking, cybersecurity sounds pretty interesting. I hear there's jobs in it, and I hear these jobs pay pretty well. Where can those folks go to get started down this path, and where can they go to learn more about Evolve Security?
Yeah, so what I think, you know, we'd love them to come and check out, you know, our website, and we'd love to, you know, we talk with a lot of our, you know, prospective students, you know, personally to, you know, kind of counsel them, you know, whether it be on career advice or if this is the right thing for them. So we're always a resource, right? Evolve Security and Evolve Security Academy. You know, I think, you know, there are analysts out there like SwitchUp who are kind of monitoring these, you know, boot camps, whether it be coding or cybersecurity or design, right? That they kind of have a pretty good beat on what's good and what's not from, you know, once you make that decision. But, you know, and obviously, Gotham, it sounds like, you know, you've really become an expert in this. And so I would encourage people to potentially talk to you as well.
Paul, I appreciate it. Thank you. Thanks for saying that. Really glad we got to do this. This was great. And I'm looking forward to catching up with you more, but I like that we did this.
Yeah, no, this is excellent. I'm really happy to have had this opportunity with you. Looking forward to the next one. Yeah, keep an eye out on, I would encourage everybody to keep an eye out for the free course that we're going to be releasing shortly. Again, it's going to be limited availability, obviously, because we have to put a cap somewhere, but I think it's going to be really great, and we're excited to be able to, you know, kind of do our part and help out where we can.
Fantastic. Thanks for being here, Paul.
Okay. Appreciate Thank it. You, Gotham.
Hey, thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this, go ahead and feel free to share it on social media using the hashtag AccessCyber. And feel free to send it to anyone who might enjoy this as well. As always, happy hacking, and talk to you soon.